This is Trends and Issues in Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Science, hosted by Abby Brown and Tim Green.
Hi, this is Tim, and I'm here with Abby.
Hi, this is Abby, and I'm here with Tim.
Welcome to episode 249 of our podcast, where we review the trends and issues in instructional design, educational technology, and learning sciences that we observed as we flip resources into our Flipboard magazine over the past 2 weeks. In this episode, we have four trends that we'll share, along with a recommended reading that goes with each of the four trends. We end the episode by peering into the crystal ball and making predictions about the trends we believe we'll observe in the upcoming 2 weeks. Abby, start us off by talking about our four trends and sharing our recommended readings.
Thank you, Tim. It's going to come as no surprise to anyone.
No surprise.
That our first trend is artificial intelligence, and that artificial intelligence really permeates the other trends as well. Right. But really, looking at them as we try to do a content analysis of all of the articles that we flipped into the Flipboard magazine, we did see this predominant focus on AI in general. We saw articles like teaching and generative AI. We saw some specifics, like Apple released its MGIE, an AI model for instruction-based image editing. Now, when I first saw that, Tim, I have to admit that I got excited because I thought, really, images for instructional purposes, and I was all excited.
And that's not it, right?
That's not what it means. It actually means that it's instruction-based image editing is where you can offer verbal instructions, and the images will get edited based on the verbal instructions offered. And there are other editors that do that, obviously, but this is Apple's version. Higher education and the idea of having a chief AI officer was floated in the last 2 weeks. The idea of having someone sort of at the top administrative levels focusing entirely on AI. We also saw OpenAI introducing Sora, a text-to-video AI model, which has got a lot of buzz. We flipped a number of articles about Sora into the Flipboard magazine, many of which were lauding it for its fantastic work, some of which were pointing out some of the challenges that Sora still faces as it's producing some things. We also saw a very interesting article about the discussion of age-appropriate use of AI. At what age should we be introducing and using what tools? Our recommended read for AI in general from these past 2 weeks is: Need an AI policy for your schools? This district used ChatGPT to craft one, by Allison Klein for EdWeek. Once again, as always, I apologize for any mispronunciations of anyone's names as we're going through this. I will quote briefly from the article, Tim. You and I were chatting about this just before we started, and we thought this was an interesting note. Last July, the Peninsula School District in Washington State was among the first school systems in the country to put out guidance on using artificial intelligence in the classroom. The executive director for digital learning for the Peninsula District shares that he had an unusual co-author on the AI guidance, ChatGPT. So he actually made use of ChatGPT in helping to create policy statement on AI. We can guess where the AI, if it had any emotional or considerations, might have come out in the product, but it was really more the person who is crafting the policy. Number two, digital security. Again, one of those trends that we really see as a constant. I guess we'd have to really call it an issue more than a trend, but it did come up trending in the past 2 weeks. Cybersecurity risks with AI adoption, AI and copyright lawsuits. In particular, the New York Times has really been wrangling with the large language models that have been using its work to help teach those models. Copy leaks, AI content detector reviewed. That's a form of a software form that proposes that it can detect whether or not AI content is present, AI generated content. We also saw in a non AI aspect of things, we saw the UK moving closer to banning phones in schools. This follows other European countries in banning phones in schools. It is, in a way, connected to digital, in a very real way, connected to digital security. A recommended read in this area is, "Don't tell your AI anything personal. Google warns in new Gemini privacy notice," by Jack Whalen for ZDNet. Quoting from the article, "AI apps like Gemini come with a risk, which Google's new privacy warning illustrates perfectly." It's a good read, and it does give one a good sense of what to look out for when offering information back to an AI. Number three, hardware. We saw a number of articles about the Apple's Vision Pro. A few weeks ago, Apple Vision Pro was introduced. Like, people were actually able to purchase and take it home. These past 2 weeks, we've seen the reviews of use cases where people have actually used the product for a while. We saw a number of articles talking about how a lot of buyers are returning the Vision Pro, but we also saw some positive reviews as well. We saw the introduction of AI smart glasses called Frame from a group called Brilliant Labs. These are significantly less expensive than something like Apple Vision Pro. A little more targeted in what they do, but they are a lot easier to wear. We also saw a review of the AstroPad Slate, which is kind of works as a board for turning your computer into a tool that allows you to freehand draw. Recommended read in this area is, I don't want to call it boring because we think it's important, but it's a bit mundane. However, it is one of those things that you don't always think about, but when you do think about it, you want to know more about it. The article is called "Best Laptop Docking Stations for Teachers" by Luke Edwards for Tech and Learning. It's a good review of a number of different laptop docking station options for classroom teaching. Number four is annual reviews and trend reports. And by the time we get to number four in our trends, these are only maybe three or four articles that we saw, but these are three or four articles that coalesced into a trend where we didn't see that same aspect of things coalescing for the few articles that didn't fit into the other three trends. We saw online learning trends. We saw 2024 EdTech trend predictions. And our recommended read in this area is "The 10 Most Significant Education Studies of 2023 by Yuki Terada and Stephen Merrill for Edutopia. And this is you and I were talking earlier, Tim, that this is a really good collection of research articles, education studies that in 2023 that have a really interesting number of different perspectives. So I would say we highly recommend this reading. Even if you can only read one of our four recommendations, this might be the one to read. And Tim, that's it. Those are our four trends and our four recommended readings.
Thanks, Abby. Now we turn our attention to peering into the crystal ball and making predictions about the trends we believe we'll observe in the upcoming 2 weeks. Two of the trends that we talked about before we came on air are pretty obvious if you've listened to us for any length of time. AI, and the other one is digital security. Yeah. However, we talked about two others that we believe we could see, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we talked about print versus screen. We saw a number of articles in this past couple of weeks about the advantages of reading from print versus reading on the screen, vice versa. And this goes back to last episode where we talked about atoms versus bits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So we're thinking that we're going to see more about this in upcoming months. Also, Tim, you and I talked about how we've been seeing more and more of these kind of articles, augmented reality, virtual reality, extended reality. These are things that have been around for quite a while, but they're not going away, and they seem to be on a bit of an uptick, actually.
Right, yep. Those are our four trends, two that we're very strong about, two of them we're less strong about, but we believe we'll see more and more about those. Okay, well, that brings us to the conclusion of episode 249 of our podcast. We'd like to thank our followers and viewers of our Flipboard magazine and our podcast subscribers. You can listen to past episodes of our podcast and find the links to the recommended readings that we discussed in this episode by visiting our website at trendsandissues.com. Our next episode will air on March 6th.
This podcast is produced by Professor Abby Brown at East Carolina University and Professor Tim Green at California State University, Fullerton. Copyright Abby Brown and Tim Green.